Good stuff for tonight. Hopefully it helps somebody go out there and do the job better. Then I got to run home, take the family right to Point Pleasant. So for all this Point Pleasant special twos that we'll see tonight, if you see me, say hello. But if not, okay. All right, we're going to go over two things. Yesterday I talked about requesting consent to search when you have probable cause. And then one of the questions in the group was, well, do you need RES to ask for further? And I'm just going to clarify for you, just a fine question. And just everybody needs a little more of an explanation. So when you have probable cause, remember in the scale of what you need constitutionally, reasonable suspicion is under probable cause. So once you have probable cause, that's already satisfied because it's already this low down here, right? So as long as you have PC, you can ask for consent to search. The minimum requirement is RAS, but if you have PC, you're one step ahead of it. And then I'm going to talk about one quick thing. I just wanted to get on here and give you guys something. It's 4-88 out of Title 39. And that is traffic on marked lanes. Man, this was just a gem for me. And the guys in other states, you should have something like this as well. And I really want to elaborate how important these things are. Just know that people are trying to hide from the police or engage in criminal activity. They're not trying to do things. They're not going to be doing 100 and a 50 or 75 and a 50. They're going to be dipping in traffic or doing things subconsciously that they don't realize that they're doing. And this is one of them. This is a good one. I've had a lot of really solid arrests. And if you're not comfortable with making motor vehicle stops for small violations, you have to get comfortable with it. If you're not, you're not going to succeed in this game, and you're not going to really go out and be able to find those quality arrests without going, all right, listen, I got to turn this radar unit off, or I got to stop looking for reckless drivers and really focus on some of the basic stuff, seat belts, license plate lights. And this one is a really good one. And the more you know about Title 39 and your traffic code, you'll be able to use it to affect the stops of the vehicles that you've already picked under Reverse United States. We know that you can pick a vehicle first and then find a violation to stop it. So here, I'm going to read it off to you. It's 4-88, traffic on marked lanes. When a roadway has clearly marked lanes, the vehicle shall be the following. The vehicle must stay in the most right lane of the roadway when the lane is available for travel, except when making a left turn or passing another vehicle. So on a two-lane highway, you have to remain in the right lane. So it even gets better. Vehicle has to remain in its lane and can only move so when it's safe. Can only move when it's safe to do so. And upon a highway that is divided into three lanes, a vehicle shall not be driven in the center lane except when overtaking a passing motor vehicle. So read the statute. I'm going to try to explain it to you. I was thinking, man, if I was really good with computers, I would do like cartoons for you guys. But there's only one lane you can travel in, and that's the right lane. Now, I know that everybody on the highway travels in the center lane, the left lane, and it's a very common thing. But technically, you're only supposed to be in the right lane. So what does that mean? If there's other traffic, they can say this is the two cars here, they're behind each other. They can leave the right lane to pass this car, and then they have to get back into the right lane if the traffic is reasonable and prudent to do so. So that's kind of it. So if you have your highway is desolate, somebody's coming down the road, and they're not passing or overtaking a motor vehicle, or making a left turn illegally off the highway, it's a motor vehicle offense. And it's a one that I used quite frequently and had a lot of really, really stellar, solid arrests on. Guys, don't be afraid to make motor vehicle stops for these minor violations. Yes, they're minor, and you may not feel comfortable with them, but you got to get comfortable with them. Because I was there, too. I'm like, I can't be pulling people over for 4-88. This is crazy. And then I'm like, what am I doing? Of course I can. And we did it. Good stuff. So that's my video for today. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. Hopefully everything works out okay. See you later.